Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And I've got to say, when I read this story last week in the paper, it really scared me. And I'll just read you the first paragraph. Teenagers would be free to share risque images under a radical plan before an Attorney General that would classify sexting as unproblematic way for youngsters to explore their identities. And look, I don't have children, and I'm the first one to admit that, but it really sent a chill down my back. Thought we'd have a chat to this lady this morning, Leonie Smith. She is the cyber safety lady. Leonie, good morning. How do you feel about that, that they're saying that's unproblematic for teenagers?
I think changing the law is probably a good thing, and we don't want to criminalise teenagers, and to be honest, there are very few teenagers that are being criminalised at the moment. The police really don't want to go to those lengths. So the focus really is on educating teenagers to understand what some of the consequences might be if they actually share that material, and how, you know, the sort of thoughts and feelings around why they might be doing that.
Because what we're talking about here is children potentially winding up on the sex offenders list for the rest of their life for making a mistake of taking a photo and sending it to other teenagers, or and sadly at times, potentially adults as well. Do you think that we've just got to accept, and I know sometimes it's waving the white flag and saying, look, it is going to happen, so how do we minimise the damage? Do we have to accept that kids are going to experiment and sexting is a thing that's potentially here to stay?
I think we have to treat it the same way as we do with everything that teenagers experiment with. You'll get some teenagers that won't pay any attention to what their parents say or the school says and go ahead and do it anyway, and they might stop when something bad happens to them. And there are lots of teenagers that actually do listen. So we can't give up on that. I think it's really a terrible thing to give up on the kids and say, look, I'm not going to give them any boundaries because they'll just do the opposite. If you go down that track, then you're going to end up with kids that just can't cope in society at all because they don't know how to control themselves or to follow those boundaries.
And there's also the problem there that by being so strictly controlled that they're potentially going to just rebel anyway.
2NURFM 103.7.